Okay.
Yes, I can. I can hear you and the little lady.
Good afternoon, and it's 1:30, and I'm the host of the Myrna Show, Michelle Padilla, and I have Jim on the show, and I've been reading your bio, and I was very impressed because some of the shows that I used to watch as a teenager, I was shocked that you did Jimmy Neutron, Jingle All the Way, and Star Trek. I'm a big fan of those, by the way, so I am a kid at heart, and when I found out that you did Pinky and the Brain, I'm like, so I was really excited about that. So how did you get into voice acting, and how did you, what is your favorite and most memorable voice acting, if you can remember as
If I can remember, yeah,
Mark?
you have to check with people like me to see if we actually remember. I got started. I'm the son of an actress, Marion Ross, who was on a show called Happy Days way
Yes.
before you were born.
Actually, she
And
was on my show, by the way.
oh, all right. Well, then you know all about her and how wonderful she is. She's a treasure. And this month, in fact, in just a couple of weeks, my mother will turn 95.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting. So we're
So
getting
you
ready
have a
to
big, huge plan for
celebrate
her?
that. We're waiting to see. She's kind of getting over a little bout of COVID, but she's fine. So she's got to be negative in order for us to have a party. That's a requirement. But I think she will by then, for sure. She's already doing much better. She's on the mend. Anyway, so speaking of mom, growing up in a family where it was not just tolerated, but kind of encouraged to play around with your voice, to do accents and characters and impressions. At least in my little household, my parents were divorced, so it was just my sister, my mom, and me for most of the time. In that part of my world, it was very tolerated. So, gosh, I remember my mom surprised us. She bought a very early on in the 70s. Something she saw advertised in one of the local magazines she got in the paper. I think it was a cassette recorder radio thing, which we still have this thing. It's a workhorse. I actually don't know if it works anymore, but in the time we learned how to eventually make recordings and record our voice on a little plastic microphone, and it was so thrilling. And I used to make endless little radio shows and long, boring, meandering recordings of myself playing different characters. And so it was always just something that I got a lot of spark from, I guess, just like it was a kind of play that I enjoyed very much.
And as you got older, you did more. Who's your favorite character or voice you like to do?
Well, I've been lucky. I've been able to do all kinds of things. I love to do the Robin Williams Blue Genie character because I do that for Genie projects for Disney all the time. And I've been doing that for about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. That's always fun because people appreciate it a lot. It's an interesting challenge. Plus, it's an honor, really, to carry it forth with that character and to kind of preserve the nature of that performance.
Now, could you do a Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam?
Good morning, Vietnam.
See, a lot of people don't know my family and I grew up on TV and television, and grew up on Good Morning Vietnam. We grew up Happy Days, and so they're asking me how old I am, and I says, "Well, I got two parents from the 50s who were born in the 50s, and so we were growing up." And I'm like, "Those were my favorite: Robin Williams, Popeye. He did Popeye. I don't know if he can do Popeye, but Popeye was the best with Robin Williams." And so, like I said, I love watching TV, old classic TVs, and I can still watch Happy Days as far as I can remember. And then they ask me who is Happy Days, they don't know. So, but again, I'm 70s. I'm born 1976, and so I got all the great shows. I got Happy Days. I got Laverne and Shirley. I said I can still watch those for hours and hours and hours. And then later on in the 90s, you had Jimmy Neutron. You had Pinky and the Brain. I loved Pinky and the Brain. That was one of my favorites. Come home from high school, watch cartoons all day long, watch Pinky and the Brain. And then I would watch Jingle All the Way with my dad. That was his favorite. So he just passed away recently.
Oh, I'm so
So
sorry.
he would sit there and watch the TV shows with me. And, we're sitting there laughing at each other, laughing at it. And he's the one that actually encouraged me to do the radio show, just like your mom did. So, I'm a big fan of Big Scully. I don't know if you watch baseball or not.
Well, I certainly know Vin Scully. I think everybody in Los Angeles, with the sound of Vin Scully's voice, would remember the great Dodger announcer who led us through so many terrific games and is sorely missed by the Dodger organization, I'm sure.
Are you a Dodger fan? Do you
Sure.
gonna watch all five games this week?
You betcha.
See, up here, I live in Sacramento, and so it's kind of like Giant Town. So,
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not a huge fan of any sports. I love to watch the World Series because the thing I remember about, I played Little League baseball. That's about my only experience with actually playing the game. But I did play for 5 seasons when I was a little kid. So I still remember the feel of the ball hitting the glove and the bat hitting the ball and running around and sliding. And I remember those sensations very well. So when you watch, if you've had that experience and you watch a game, you get to really kind
and
of.
then when Vin Scully tells a story, he tells a story, it's like, it's kind of interesting. So he plans it out. And I actually interviewed Ryan Dempster. He was a pitcher for Boston Red Sox. So how I got to interview him is he started an organization called 22q11. It's a syndrome which I have. It's kind of like Down syndrome. So you have all these different symptoms going on, and so I got to know him. He would talk about Vin Scully, and so Vin Scully, he would, like I said, he would tell a game like you, no tomorrow, you can watch the ball game, and so we're gonna get our hot dogs on Saturday. Me and mom watch the game, so it's gonna be, she never misses the game, so she watches it with dad because dad is a Dodger fan. And I think one of my all-time favorite cartoon shows and Star Trek. Believe it or not, my mom and dad does watch Star Trek. So they're a fan of Star Trek and Star Wars. So I think my favorite Star Trek was the Voyage, Star Trek Voyage from home when they were trying to find the whales. And
That was a great one.
she watches Picard. She watches all the Star Trek. So when I tell her I'm gonna have you on the show, she'll be like, "What? How do you get all these people on your show?" And so I just said, I have a friend, Harlan, who reaches out to you guys, and then you guys come on to the show and you talk about what other projects you are up to. And so we just have a great time about it. So what is a new project that you are currently working on?
Well, right now, because we actors are still on strike, I'm really not working on anything in the movies and television, but I am always auditioning for commercials and animated shows and other little smaller projects. But right now, most of my time is being taken up preparing my live show. I have a live one-man show where I do a lot of impressions and tell a lot of stories and sing, and I do things with the audience. It's audience interactive. I do Robin Williams. I do Patrick Stewart. I
Ooh,
do Tommy Lee
nice.
Jones and a lot of different characters. And so that show is going to actually be on October 14th and 15th, and just not this weekend, but next weekend. It'll be live in Sherman Oaks here in California, but I'll be live streaming it
Okay.
to the world so anybody can watch it. And you can just go to my website, jimmeskimen.com, and sign up, and I'll send you all the information. You can watch it.
I would definitely watch it because I'm a big fan of that. And then, do you do Indiana Jones? Can you do Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford, you're talking about Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones. Yeah. I can, but I get kind of serious whenever I do him, because he's always stuck in some situation he doesn't feel too comfortable with.
I think, yeah, I mean, I like how you do all these different voices, and it's interesting. So, when you started doing voices, how long did it take you to perfect them? How long? Will you spend hours on it, or?
Oh, some of them I've been working on for years and years. You know, I'm always trying to perfect things, get a little better. Also, a lot of the people that I imitate, they don't stay the same. You know, they change, they get older, their sound changes. So I have to constantly be reviewing these characters that I love and these celebrities that I follow and see, well, what do they sound like now? Or maybe they do a movie where they play a completely different character. And suddenly you have to figure out, oh, well, that's interesting. I like that sound. I like that twist they put in it. So it's kind of a what I like about this art form, and it is an art form, is that you get to continue to explore and learn and practice, and you never really attain perfection. That's not the goal. In my case, I'm just trying to entertain audiences and show people a good time.
Now, do you ever do wrestlers, like imitating wrestlers like Hulk Hogan or Randy Macho Man?
I think I remember hearing Hulk Hogan once or twice, but I'm not a big wrestling fan either. Although I've seen these guys, and obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a wrestler, but he's sort of lumped into that category because he's enormously big in the chest, But and Sylvester Stallone, similar because he wrestled. Or didn't wrestle, but he boxed to Hulk Hogan. I don't remember if they wrestled or boxed. Maybe it was a combination. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of been. What about any presidents? Can you do any presidents?
Well, I'll tell you what, I used to do that George W. Bush. And still, every now and then, I whip him out. He's,
about Bill Clinton?
how about Bill Clinton? Yeah.
Ah, see, there you go. Donald
Sure.
Trump.
Well, Donald Trump is, of course, a very controversial figure, very controversial figure. But it's okay, it doesn't matter. Every president, believe me, you know this. It's fantastic that they all become controversial. They have to become controversial figures because people are going to talk about them long after they're gone. That's the way it is.
See, I like how you could do that. And it takes a lot of practice and years to do what you do. And I just started doing voiceover myself. I'm not good at it. So I'm learning. I don't do expressions or anything like that, but
That's okay. The main thing is communicating. Do people understand what you're saying, and do you get your ideas across?
yes. And Jim, we've been doing the awareness show for 11 years. So we started doing podcasting before it got huge. And so we started out in a studio at Cal State Dominguez, and we called it a dungeon because we had no internet service. So I had no content at the time, and my dad would text me and say, "Talk, say something, do something," and I didn't know what to say at the time. So I had a lot of dead air, and so we figured out, okay, we're gonna change this up the ante a little bit and talk about causes and awareness and see what happens. So like this month, for instance, we have Disability Employment Awareness Month. So it's a big, huge thing because it also celebrates the 50 years of the Department Rehab Act for 1973. So they're going to make a big, huge deal here at the Capitol next week. So I'll be a part of that, helping them promoting disability for people with disability jobs. And so, that's another thing that we started doing, making sure people understand about the resources that are there. And sometimes we get politicians come on to the show and they like to talk about themselves sometimes. And we try to change the subject, but all honesty, we have fun on the awareness show, and we try to make it more fun to get more celebrities on here and talk about different stuff besides the politics, besides the resources, because I think right now that's the time that we need it. And I know with the writer's strike, I've been following you guys with the writer's strike. I know it's been chaotic, so hopefully, you guys could get back to work and make people laugh and entertain. I think that's what we need right now. I don't think we need any more strikes going on right now. Kaiser right now is going on strike for 3 days. You heard about that. And then, it's just, they just ended the strike up here. And so it's been kind of like, so.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right, and that's why I'm doing my live show, so I can keep entertaining people and keep people smiling and having a good time until the actor strike is settled. Luckily, the writer strike was resolved, so that's pretty much over. But now we just got to get the actor's contract all sorted out, and I think it'll happen pretty soon.
Now, how much are your tickets? Are your tickets
Well, people can live stream it for free
okay? But if
if
they
they
want to come to
happen to
you,
be. Yeah, if they happen to be in the LA area, I welcome them to come to the Acting Center. Tickets are $25, and it's in Sherman Oaks, and you can find out about it by going to theactingcenterla.com, and you can get tickets there, or go to jimmeskimen.com, and all the information is there as well. But either theactingcenterla.com or jimmeskimen.com.
and
And that's
hopefully your
October 14th and 15th at 8 p.m.
mother will go if she's COVID free.
Exactly. And I'll have two wonderful musicians working with me. We have a couple of musical numbers that we do, two or three, and maybe four, actually. And it's super fun. It's a super fun evening. It's good for families. Kids, I'd say 14 and up, no problem. I think everybody will enjoy it a lot. It's audience interactive. There's a lot of improv and maybe 60 or 70 different celebrity voices. I do quite a lot. And I try to jam in as many as I can.
Now, can you do Patsy Weber's voice?
Yes, in fact, you mentioned Pinky and the Brain, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that you interviewed Anson Williams. Is that true?
It is very true.
Okay,
Yes.
well then this is pretty much what he sounds like, or he used to sound like back in the day.
Yep.
Hey, Richie. Hey, Ralph. Let's go to Arnold's. And when I did Pinky and the Brain, I got hired to do Anson Williams' voice because he was a character briefly in an episode of Pinky and the Brain. And
I
that's,
gotta watch that episode now. If you can
yeah.
send me that link or have Arlene send me the link, I'll watch it because I want to see him.
That's where I met Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche, who played Pinky in the Brain and became good friends with both of them.
Now see, I love this kind of stuff. And like I said, I always knew that as a kid, I wanted to do radio, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. So my role models were Vince Scully, Rick Dees in the morning, Casey Kasem.
One of the greats.
There you go. Is it Wolf? I want to say Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, baby.
Karen's 101, all those. And it's because of my dad, because he loved music. So he showed me a different side of how people can talk and how people can interact with certain people. And, he was always one of those people. A lot of people today, they want to get into the radio business, and I see them doing podcasting. So now they just talk about anything and anything and what they want to talk about. But it's a skill and a mindset that they have to, take. It's not easy.
For sure.
I broke away from KDHR when we moved up to Oxnard, and then I started formatting my videos into Zoom into podcasting. So I did that on my own without anybody's help. And so we had COVID, and it was hard because I'm only child. So when my mom had COVID, my dad was taking care of her and me and the dogs. And that was kind of hard. So
Not bad.
he just died of a heart attack. So in all honesty, I told him I'm gonna keep it up for my dad because I know he wouldn't want me to keep it up. And it's hard for me at certain times to do the show because I'm working at the Department of Conservation, and it's actually my first day job. So I'm very excited. And I do
Today is your first day at work?
no, I've been I'm well, I've
Maybe
been
I misunderstood you. You said your first,
my
what kind
first
of job?
state
State
job.
job.
State job, yeah.
Okay. I
I've
got
been
you.
here for a year and a half.
Okay.
I actually got to meet Governor Newsom. I have a picture at my desk.
Well,
So
that's all right, because I think if you scrub your hands really well and go into the shower, you'll be fine.
I know. And then, like I said, sometimes we don't talk about politics. So, again, when I came here, I didn't know what Department of Conservation was. So they deal with oil, they deal with energy, they deal with flooding, earthquakes, tsunamis, and all that stuff. So, and the fires, the wildfires that we had recently. So,
Right. Wow, that sounds amazing. Well,
yeah.
I'm very sorry for your loss. I'm sorry that your father passed away. That's very sad. You have my sentiments.
Yeah. So I took a break and then I came back. And like I said, I love what I'm doing because I get to meet you and I get to meet your mom. I get to meet Hanson, all these lovely people who come onto the show. And, I just love what I do. And they always ask me, who's your favorite? And I'm like, I can't say that because, I have a lot of favorites. And so it's interesting. And they said, are you going to keep going? And I said, yes, I will keep going. So
Excellent. Good for you.
they asked me to write a book or do a TV show. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that yet. So talking to you 1-on-1 is fine, but public speaking, I freeze up.
Oh,
So.
yeah. That's, yeah, I understand. I did a tour of America giving keynote addresses 1 year. I went to about 30 state capitals and gave an hour-long keynote address. And it was really quite an experience.
So, you get nervous and you get, yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of
It's,
attention. You got to really get used to it, get familiar with your material, and you want to always do a really good job. So if anything goes a little wonky, you're like, ah, try again next time.
so my question is, what kind of songs are going to sing at your show? You got an idea?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have a big opening number that's about maybe 5 or 6 minutes long, very fast. That is my celebrity alphabet, where I go through the whole alphabet and a different celebrity with a different celebrity voices for each letter, sometimes more than one, sometimes three or four celebrities for each letter, all to music. And it's great. It was really difficult to learn, but I have it down now, and audiences really, really enjoy it.
Now, do you do any women voices?
I don't much.
Have you tried practicing on your mom? Have you tried to do
Well,
her?
the thing, I mean, my mother, I think that's a, people ask me that a lot. I really need to come up with a definitive answer for that. But I don't put her in my show. I just kind of talk about her because when men imitate women, it sounds a little bit like we're making fun because we have to go into falsetto and then there's something sort of innately humorous about it. And actually, my mother doesn't sound like that anyway. She just sounds, her voice is like this, and she'll say things like when she meets people, she meets people all the time, and she'll say something like, "Well, we can just get those teeth fixed."
She sounds like my mom.
But not too many women, but a lot. Luckily, there's plenty of men to imitate. I also do a musical number where I do an old standard on the Sunny Side of the Street, that old song, and I do it in the style of Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan and Frank Sinatra and Billie Holiday, who's a woman. That's
Yeah.
one. And several other, about 6 or 7 others, Sting. And that's a fun one to do.
How about Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen, I should put him on the list. Yeah, I don't do a Bruce Springsteen number. I have it in the past. Yeah. And then I do a salute to Mr. Rogers at the very end of my show as well.
Ah,
Fred
nice.
Rogers. And I wrote a little song that is sort of a Mr. Rogers song, and we sing that to kind of wrap up the whole evening, and it's a lot of fun.
What about Desi Arnaz?
What about Desi Arnaz? Yeah.
You
Of
can
course,
add him
he's
to
not
the
so much
list.
known. He's not so much known as a singer anymore, but of course he was a fantastic singer and entertainer.
Yeah.
Rosie, I'm home.
You can add him to the list.
He's on the list.
See? I like that. And I'm gonna be watching it. So that's next
Yeah.
week.
October, Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th at 8 p.m. live stream. And if you go to jimmeskimen.com, go down the contact form, you can find it and sign up. It's free. You can watch it and enjoy it. I hope you have a great time. And if any of your listeners or your watchers, your viewers rather, happen to be in Southern California, you want to come in person, even better, come to the Acting Center in Sherman Oaks on the 14th and 15th of October.
And it's also solar eclipse next week.
Is that right?
Yes. So
Oh,
do not look
solar
at the
eclipse.
sun.
Don't look at the
No.
sun, whatever you do, no. So just like every other day, don't look at the sign.
And you got Friday the 13th next week. So there you go.
Oh my goodness. This is a lot of big events. Big events.
So I hope your show is a success and I will be tuning in. Will it be on YouTube after you do the live stream?
Probably at least excerpts of it will be on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Host it somewhere for sure. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Cause I want to make sure. So
yeah, I have a very busy YouTube channel so people can follow me there and see my daily videos. And, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, and it's a busy life.
Well, are you on Facebook?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Then I'll stalk you on Facebook. No, I'm kidding. I won't do that.
That's fine.
Let me ask you a question. Mm. Now, do you go to Comic Cons? Do you go to any of those, like Comic Cons? And
well, just a couple of weeks ago, I went to my first comic convention. I went to FanX in Salt Lake City.
Nice.
I met a lot of fans. And I was there for 3 days, signed a lot of autographs, met a lot of people, and it was phenomenal. I mean, the costumes, the cosplay, the other celebrities that were there. There were people from Back to the Future there. The main cast was there. Andy Serkis was there from Lord of the Rings. It was a big affair. And there were, you know, upwards of 100,000 people that were traipsing around through there. So I don't know how many more of those I will do, but it was a great experience. I'm really glad I went.
Well, if you ever go to LA Comic Con, because that's one of the biggest ones, I have a graphic designer who is tabling at that event in a few months. Her name is Maxie Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, I mean.
Yes. So she's the one that designed our logo.
Ah.
So what it is, it's a record player with the chromosome. So that's how she came up with it. So,
okay, good.
He just recently got back from San Diego Comic Con, another one that is a big one. And so if you ever go down there, check it out. It's fun. I was supposed to go last year, but I ended up getting COVID.
Ah.
So I had COVID and then I had my sinuses and I was stuck in LA for 2 weeks.
Oh dear. That's like a prison sentence.
Yeah. So needless to say, I wasn't too happy about that. So.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you.
Yes.
This has been a lot of fun. And I hope you enjoy the live stream on October 14th or 15th.
Yes. And I hope to do it again with you. I hope that maybe next time having you and your mom on the show, that would be kind of cool.
Well, you know, she's pretty retired right now.
Yes.
But thank you for the invitation, and I'll certainly send it to her.
And I will post, if you send me the link, I can post that up on my Facebook so they can actually listen to you on live stream, and I think they would get a kick out of it.
Oh, great. I will. I'll send you something.
All right. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for the interview. It was really
you
nice.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.